Any better now? All right, thank the Lord. Now, our subject for today. When I first came from New York to Maryland 25 years ago this year, Brother Willis Myers, now with the Lord, asked me to accompany him to a local prison. And when I got there, he asked me to speak. I said, well, what is the subject? He said, well, we've been talking about the Bible. And so I asked, who's the chief character in the Bible? Who's the Bible mainly about? And all hands went up, man. Well, there's a lot in the Bible about man, but man is not the chief character in the Scriptures. Luke chapter 24. We want to consider the chief character in the Bible. Luke chapter 24, verse 25. Luke 24 and 25, the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking. 24, verse 25, then said he unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Who's the main character in the Bible? The Lord Jesus Christ. Come over to verse 27. Oh, we just read verse 44, pardon me. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. All things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Who is the chief character in the Bible? John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verse 39. Search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life, and they talk about me. Who is the chief character in the Bible? The Lord Jesus Christ. And any time you read the Bible and you don't see the Lord Jesus Christ, you've missed the point. Now, I know that's a broad thing, isn't it? How can you read Revelation and see the Lord? But he's there. And when we don't, and that's why there's so much error with the book of the Revelation, because they don't see the Lord in the book of the Revelation. Same with Ezekiel. How can you read Ezekiel and see the Lord? And failure to see the Lord in the book of Ezekiel is the reason that so many people misinterpret the book. Now we want to look at the Lord under two headings. The living word, the Lord in heaven, and the written word. And I'm going to tell you what the conclusion is before we start. The living word and the written word are in all things the same. And if you want to know the living word, study the written word. And if you want to know the written word, study the living word. The living word and the written word. Psalm 90, please. We're going to make some comparisons. Psalm 90, verse 2. before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is eternal, without beginning and without ending. You get the same thing in Hebrews 13 and Hebrews chapter 1. What about the Word of God? Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 8. The living word is eternal, no beginning and no end. What about the written word? Isaiah 40 and verse 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth away, but the word of our God shall stand, how long? Forever. You get the same thing in 1 Peter and again in Hebrews. Men have been trying and doing their best to get rid of the Bible. Do you know you can't get rid of the Bible? You know why? It's eternal. It's everlasting. That written word is like the living word. Let me read for you here. I read it, checked this week to make sure that I had it right. Voltaire. Those of you who have studied history, you know who Voltaire was, that great atheist. He didn't believe in God. He burned Bibles. Oh, he was a terrible fellow. The noted French infidel died in 1778. How long ago was that? A little over 200 years, am I right? 1778, Mr. Voltaire died. French infidel. He said that in 100 years from the time of his time, Christianity and the Bible would be swept from existence and pass into history. Has it? Still here. What happened? Only 25 years after his death, the Geneva Bible Society was founded. The printing press which he printed infidel literature has since been used to print copies of the Word of God. How about it? You can't get rid of the Word of God. Story is told of another atheist. He was going on vacation for 2 months, and on his front lawn he put a sign, God is dead. He didn't make any arrangements to have the lawn mowed, and so the grass grew and grew, and when he came back it read, God is. You can't get rid of the word. It's eternal. And it is everlasting. Always will be. Another thing about the Word of God and about the Lord Jesus Christ. Read with me, please, John chapter 8, verse 12. John 8. Verse 12. John 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Do you know that this written book is the light of the world? Let's check that. Oh, there are a few places where we might find that. Psalm 119. Whatever is true of the living word is true of the written word. The Lord said, I am the light of the world. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I'm glad to see so many young ones here. Let me urge upon you, go by the word of God. It's a light. It will shed light on your way. Now, when you go home, don't do it now. Read Daniel chapter 1. Those four fellows that went by the word of God, and Nebuchadnezzar called them for final examination, and they